Representative Robert Adderholt of Alabama, chairman of the House Appropriations Committee's Subcommittee on Agriculture, Rural Development, and Food and Drug Administration, was a guest at the National Cotton Council's recent mid-year board meeting. In his address to the board, he provided an update on the overall appropriations process and the status of the fiscal year 18 House Agriculture Appropriations Bill, which includes a number of cotton industry priorities. Here we have some of his remarks to the cotton industry stakeholders.
Regarding cotton, I know this is the issue that's near and dear to your heart, is that in our ag appropriation bill, we included $11.5 million for cotton pest account for our boll weevil and pink bollworm eradication programs. We included $60 million in boll weevil eradication loans through the Farm Service Agency, and we expanded funding for USDA agricultural research for cotton ginning labs. Again, that's what we heard that was important to you, and that's what we wanted to make sure that we included. Also, in the appropriation bill, full funding for the market access program and the foreign market development programs at a time when the president had proposed to eliminate these programs. Cotton Council International continues to be the largest recipient of funds from these two programs. We included language in our appropriation bill to urge USDA to establish a cotton ginning cost share assistance in an ongoing year-over-year program. Again, we understand that's important to you. That's been very important to you in the past, and we want to make sure that is continued. Also, today, designate cottonseed as an oil seed and use other USDA authorities to provide relief, including the Commodity Credit Corporation.
Adderholt goes on to talk about his work on a letter to urge the administration to consider funding the ginning cost share program.
I had helped lead a House letter to the White House asking for the gin cost sharing. The letter was signed by 108 of my colleagues, and the Senate had around 26 signatures on their letter. I have talked to the White House senior staff about this and OMB for this program and how important it is, and I met with the OMB director in my office, and myself along with the committee staff and my personal staff met and talked about how important some of these issues are to cotton growers. Also raised the issue of cotton assistance with the secretary. The week he was sworn into office, he invited myself and Mike Conaway, who chairs the authorizing side of the Agricultural Committee, to have breakfast with him, I think 2 days after he took office. And we had a chance to talk a lot about these issues that are important to you and also important to agriculture or the community in general.